Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hey, welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Hey.
Phil's over there.
What's up?
All right, so we're going to open these now. It's Ancestry.com DNA test kits.
Cool.
We're getting our DNA tested.
Had a hard time with the box.
Does everybody have their packages open?
My package is out.
All right. It didn't take you long to be creepy.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You're going for a new record here.
Yeah.
Ooh, I feel like I'm in CSI right now. Like there's a collection bag. Like we got to collect the evidence.
Right.
Pam likes the package.
Any CSI scene she ever
Yeah, that collection bag is already contaminated.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone now. Anna Swain from Ancestry.com is on the phone.
Yes.
All right, we are live and we have our test kits ready. What do we do?
All right, so you can open up your box. You each have your own separate kit.
Right.
Thank you.
And have you eaten or drinking anything in the last 30 minutes?
No.
No.
No. Neither one. No.
And we're all starving.
Perfect.
I'm starving. Hurry up.
I did in the last 35 minutes, though.
I need water badly.
Okay.
Okay, test
tube. And in the test tube is where you will actually provide your saliva.
Ooh, I've been collecting it all morning.
Yeah. What you're going to do is you're going to, after you're done filling your saliva up to that black
line. Oh, I see what we do.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
so
a lot.
Much saliva.
Really?
Oh, should we just spit it in here?
Yep, just go ahead and spit right into there. It's about a fourth of a teaspoon of saliva.
So what happens when this goes to the lab?
After you put it in the collection bag, you can put it in your prepaid mailer and then just drop it in the mail. And then it's on its way to the lab. It'll take about 6 to 8 weeks for us to process it. And so with that information, we can then tell you where in the world your ancestors came from 500 to 1,000 years ago.
So you go back 1,000 years.
Wow.
So you can just go to ancestrydna.com/activate and enter in that information. Put your information in, and then we'll be able to automatically upload your results online to you.
Thank you for your help through this. We look forward to having someone on from Ancestry.com when we get our results 6 to 8 weeks from now.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Anybody want to make any predictions?
As to
what we are?
And yeah.
Well, I know I'm Italo-Rican because my mom's Puerto Rican, and I see her all the time. My dad's Italian. His parents came directly from Italy, moved to Brooklyn. He was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened 1,000 years ago over in Europe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to find out.
Yeah. Like I mentioned, I looked at my last name, and it said it was a Germany people tribe that settled in Italy way back in the day. I don't know if it might have been past 1,000 years from now. I've known from before, rather, so. I have no idea.
So then they had someone in that clan had sex with an Italian.
Of course.
Right.
The best. Why not?
Right. Yep. So it started out in Germany.
Exactly. Probably did. Yep.
The Germania tribe.
Right. Exactly.
It'll be hysterical if it comes back that you're not German.
Right.
You're not Italian.
Right.
You're not Puerto Rican.
And my mom's been explaining to
you. I hope.
Yeah, really.
Your mom has. Swahili. Your mom's been faking her accent the whole time.
It says here you're a Zen Buddhist Chinese guy.
Right.
I hope.
Yeah, that could be funny.
Hey, yo. What kind of Chinese person are you from the hood?
She said, I hope.
Oh.
I
hope. Everyone have a good week?
Could have been better.
Yeah, what happened?
I was just not on my game all week. Apparently, I left my brain somewhere on my pillow, so I'm going to go home and find it.
Yeah, look for that. Look for it on that Comfort Fit pillow.
Exactly. Apparently, it was too comfortable and oozed out of my head.
Right.
It's probably somewhere inside the liner.
It was like, you can go to work. I'm staying here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
See ya.
Exactly.
AJ's brain is in line at the store buying lottery tickets right now.
Yeah.
Or at the pharmacy at Walmart.
I hope it picks
Waiting in line.
I hope it picks
Getting
a good
mad.
One. I really do. I'd like it to be over at a Dodge dealer. Gave me a Challenger.
All right. So if you got 50 grand, let's just say free and clear, you'd go out and buy a Challenger?
Yeah, I'd probably have a huge fight with the wife, you know, like maybe I could make a first payment on it because there's no way she'll let me blow the entire wad.
Right.
But if I, convince her enough where I just plan out and go out and do it like I usually do, and just, deal with the after effects later.
But that's what your first instinct would be to do with that kind of money. You have no 401k, no plan for retirement, but if you got that money, you go right out and buy a car.
I live by the seat of my pants.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Live now, because exactly. It's all we have.
Yeah, what if I get hit by a bus tomorrow? What good is a 401k going to do me?
True.
Right.
At least I would have had one day driving my dream car, laying down some serious smoky burnouts.
Right. And we could say he died happy. He died behind the wheel of his Challenger.
Yeah, probably crashed it, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That all
worth it.
Yeah. What else? Everyone have a good time collecting food?
Yeah. I haven't been yet.
Yeah, Phil has not been, so thanks for rubbing it in.
Oh, that's next week, right?
They did it. Yeah, they didn't want me to do it.
Tuesday, Palmer's Market.
Oops. Yep, same thing.
You have Rosie's?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, Palmer. Okay.
But oh, boom. Come on, joke.
Right. Anything else we want to cover?
The bases?
What happened this week? Why can't I remember this whole week?
We had Stash Ball. And
we could talk about that.
Yeah, Stash Ball.
That was so weird.
Yep.
So let's talk about Thursday's show for a second, because we had, we had a theme going. We had two women in from different parts of the world.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Different walks of life.
Mm-hmm. Two different worlds.
Yep.
So one is a 26-year-old stripper who just got into the business 3 months ago.
Yep.
And she gives Stashball his first lap dance.
Yep.
Which I think, I ran into a lot of people who heard the show. And they said, have you talked to Stashball? There's no way he didn't have to go home and change his underwears.
Tell me about it. He's recovering from a hard-on right now as we speak, actually. I heard he knocked bottles over on the way out.
Well, when Nikki was on his, thrusting on his lap, she gave me a nod, meaning, he's fully...
Eagle, she felt it.
The eagle has landed.
Fully happy.
Right.
We have liftoff.
Right.
We have liftoff.
Yeah, we have fence post.
But what happened after that, I don't know. But there was a point probably halfway through where he had that face, like, a guy's face when they're done?
Yep.
And they're just done. They're just like, all right, leave me alone now.
Yeah, I don't want to cuddle. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, sandwich.
I'm good.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm good. Yep. So I don't know if that happened or not.
We'll never know.
Didn't look at the pants afterwards.
I'm really hoping we don't hear.
No.
I don't want to hear.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
No, I looked like above him.
Yeah, right. Me too. I could not.
Rather than below him.
Yeah, so we posted that video. We did a Facebook Live, and wow, what's hysterical is the comments coming across the screen as the video.
My favorite.
Yeah, the tribe's the best.
Yep.
And the video had 7,500 views in just a few hours. So I know that was going to be a record setter.
Yeah, most of one hand.
Got an email from a family member, of Nikki.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
Yeah, and they, they're like, I know you didn't use their name. But could you take the video down? She has kids.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
No problem.
Yeah. Just trying to work through it.
To be fair, we told her when she was coming in that there was video was going to be happening.
She knew.
I don't think she had a problem with it.
No.
No.
But it bothered
somebody else.
You're doing that respect.
And
it's
know what? Like, fine.
Yeah. We got to use that. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stashball got one in.
Stashball got his lap dance.
Yes, he did.
That was a really nice video, though. I kept a couple of clips. They're in my phone for historic purposes.
Gotcha.
You've got to send them to
him. We'll need that,
Yeah, of course.
And then we were asked the same day. So we had to take one video down. And then the same day we were asked not to post another video from a different girl.
Right.
So we have a news reporter on.
Yep.
Who I'm just going to call Katie.
Katie.
Yeah. Because she looks like Katy Perry.
Looks like Katy Perry, yeah.
From Fox 61. She comes on and she's talking about this report that she did when she was in Arkansas.
Yeah, back in the day.
And she ate a hot dog. So we pull it up. And
she ate four hot dogs and four reports.
That's a hungry girl.
Report, new hot dog.
New hot dog.
And that was the fourth hot dog.
Right. Mm.
So gets around.
Bad hot dog burps.
Yeah. But the way she ate the hot dog and she looked right into the camera. I saw that. I was like, okay, you knew what you were doing.
It was better than Stash Bowl's video.
And we were talking off the air, and she said, yeah, I knew what I was doing.
Of course. It sells, man.
Yeah.
So I got a text message right after Esther Catcher was here from another friend of the show.
Katie.
Right, Katie. Bryn Gingras, who I guess met her while she was interning at one of her 15 stops, and she was like, I mentored her. And I was like, oh, so I told her about the whole hot dog video. And Bryn's response was, rookie, I would have let you do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Bryn is very cool and also holds my heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Bryn's working for CNN now, or is it?
CNN.
Yeah,
yep.
CNN.
Yep.
She wouldn't let us do it.
No.
Maybe not now.
It's easy to say that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, she plays.
But yeah, so she, so I was going to grab just the hot dog bite.
I would.
Right.
And slow it down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Slow it down.
As an art piece.
And then replay.
Like, look how good this reporter is.
On a loop.
Right. Just
yes, replay.
Clearly biblical.
Right. But she sent you a message?
Yep, me a message and then Phil a message.
I got nothing.
Just asking that we not put it up because something along the lines of, you know, she doesn't want future employers to Google her name. And then that's the first thing that comes up.
Oh, see, yeah. I got a text also. Let's go for hot dogs. Cool.
Right. Yeah, but unfortunately, it was from Stoshball.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so what do you do? You can't say no.
We're putting it up. I got dick. You. Like, you right. can't say
And that. She's fun.
And she's nice.
She's a party.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
She'll be back.
She's a friggin' riot.
Well, she's coming to the toy drive now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With a cake. She shares the same birthday as
it should
That's
be a-
right.
AJ. It should be a hot dog cake.
It should be a hot dog cake.
Yeah, I doubt. Well,
not an actual hot dog, but like a cake, yeah. Like the creator cakes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then maybe she could bring a hot dog, and then she
birthday
could.
Spankings. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we could do here.
Yeah, warm your hands up, folks.
Yeah, that toy drive, man, I can't get more excited about this.
It's
Jefferson Starship.
I know, feel his nipples.
It's the day before AJ's birthday.
Yeah.
We're at Jordan's Furniture. There's rope courses.
Yep.
We got it. We could do anything we want with those, right?
It's the it.
What's that?
They call it the it. That whole area.
Is That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
It's
Why
fun.
Do I need these?
Because I'm going to play your favorite song for you.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you put this on? I'm taking mine off.
Yeah. Oh, I hope they do this song.
They have to.
They have to do this song.
Yeah, it's their signature song.
If they don't do this song, we're doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll do it as a group.
We'll shame them.
Yeah.
Right.
We should rehearse it.
All right, let's do it now.
Okay.
We should do it.
Let's do it now.
Fuck Starship. We'll
Fuck
do
them.
It. Right?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in.
No, you got to start from the beginning.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
All right. Ready.
Okay.
All right, you tell me when.
Three, two, one.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city.
Woo!
We built this city.
So we have some work to do.
Yeah, there's lots of filling. Yeah.
We got to dance too, right?
That's right. We got to do the dance.
Oh, you'll get Dre. He set the music.
Now,
that's a jump in the air right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, with the rope around your neck.
That is a jump in the air right there.
Right. Yeah, do that from the top.
And we'll just do that. We'll do that part all.
And then we freeze frame.
No, right. AJ, you do that from the top of the it. You do the down right that part.
Yeah, we know we drop right on rock and roll.
Yeah.
Rock and roll!
Yeah. It'll turn out we built this. Holy shit!
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited about this. We got to look up if they play that in concert. Can we get Allie on the phone?
They must.
Oh. Yeah, call her.
Hold on.
They
Let me
must.
Try to get her on the
they
phone.
Must, for God's sake.
For God's sake, man.
For God's sake.
I want to hear Jane. What I want to hear.
What's the song that they play in Hot Wet American Summer or whatever that is called?
Hot Wet American Summer.
There's
like
that
a porn
show,
movie.
Hot Wet American. Oh, I hate that.
What the fuck?
Get rid of that, Alan.
It's not a it's not pleasant.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. It's Chaz. You're on speakerphone. We're recording you for our podcast.
Yes.
And we're just talking about Jefferson Starship.
Cool.
Do they do We Built This City?
They do.
Yes.
How can they not?
How about Jane?
Yeah, I agree with that. How can they not?
They do. This is all their hits. They do all hits.
So Miracles, all stuff?
There are some songs that that they weren't really able to sing before. And now they do, you know.
They weren't able to sing them before because somebody was alive in the band who just didn't want to do that stuff?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. They're dust now?
Yeah. Well, with that, you know, I mean, yeah, we don't want to. Yeah. All right.
Right.
Let's just move on.
Yeah. Hello. Do they do Jane? Do they do Jane?
So they'll.
They're very. Look, they get it. There wasn't always great, and it's like that in bands. You know, sometimes you get people in the bands that it's not great blood between them. And then things change. Yes. So.
Right.
So they do We Built This City. They do Jane.
They do Jane.
Can we put a list of songs that we'd like them to do in?
I don't see why not.
Right. There you go. So we'll give it to you and you'll handle that?
I suppose. Sure.
that means
yes.
Away. I don't want to get involved, but all right. Why not?
Fine.
Sure. All right. Why not?
Fine.
And then they're coming to the Ridgefield Playhouse when?
So we have them booked on January 13th.
That sounds fun.
Nice.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Friday night.
I'm going.
Yeah, because then it's like the entire show.
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely going. Put me down, please.
My dog's that one.
I will put you down.
All right. I feel like you're going to forget.
Don't bring me down. No,
are you in the middle of something right now?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm always in the middle of something. I'm in the middle of 500 things. Actually, when you just called, I was just about to advance my Melissa Etheridge show.
Oh.
Is that code for something?
I hung up with the tour manager.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's how important you are.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You're very important to us, and thank you for doing that for the toy drive. You always come through for us big time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's a great, you know what? I honestly, I love the toy drive. I love what you guys do with it. So if any way I can help, I'm always up for it.
All right. I'm going to let you go advance your Melissa show, and we'll get you in studio real soon.
Show, Melissa Etheridge. Come to that show, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Are tickets still available?
There are still tickets available for
I'm
that.
Shocked.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I know.
So go to...
And David Crosby. David Crosby's not sold out either.
Well, I can see.
Can I just say I'm surprised by all this?
I know.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to link all those shows up to ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you in studio soon.
All right. And send me that list of songs you want them to do.
Okay. We'll put that together with the tribe.
Yep.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Bye. It's Allison with the Ridgefield Playhouse, who was nice enough to get us Jefferson motherfucking Starship, motherfucker.
Exactly. Right. Motherfucker!
Motherfucker! Oh, good. All right, so we're going to put together a list of songs. I heard AJ say Miracles earlier.
That's my mom's favorite song.
Wow, that goes way back.
Yeah, just popped into my head.
Yeah.
But Jane, definitely.
Jane, yes. They better, otherwise I'm walking out.
That's the one from, I did look it up, from Hot Wet American Summer. They did that.
He's been saying it the whole time.
Hot Wet American Summer, and AJ's been saying it the whole time.
But I didn't know that that was the song. Oh, I thought you, so I didn't know that was the name of, I'm sorry. And then I looked it up. Right. I didn't realize.
So you thought he's just yelling out his favorite song.
Yeah, so I didn't realize that he was answering my question.
Right.
Because I didn't even think he knew what Hot Wet American Summer was.
Women never pay attention to me.
She's going
to
get it at some point.
I'm just surprised you knew, you've heard of that.
Will anyone listening to this be surprised when the Ancestry.com DNA comes back that we're all retarded?
I wrote on mine, yep.
Yeah. Mine, I'm writing, yay!
Exactly.
I like AJ's line before on the air, that Pam's part big mouth bass.
That was funny.
Pam peed in her. She was an EPT test.
Right.
The other part is comes back negative.
Hey, thanks for listening this week. There's lots of great stuff up on the website to listen to. Like, oh my God, was that fucking, what's his face, really funny today?
Clayton English.
Clayton English, good dude.
Which, by the way, you hear that, you think of a stuffy British dude, right? Clayton English?
Yes, I did.
He's a funny motherfucker.
That was Scottish.
That was something.
It was, it was refined.
That was like, that was the queen getting a prostate exam.
I want to listen to his rap again. I thought it was good.
What is that accent?
Now she became Jamaican.
Yeah, it's coming back that we're retarded.
Yep.
No surprises.
Like I said, she peed in hers.
Go to the website, subscribe to our podcast. Make sure you fill out the information. Make comments.
Please.
Make fucking comments.
Yeah, like I love AJ.
More selfies.
Right. More selfies.
Shut up, you dear.
Yeah. Flip flops forever.
Exactly.
FFF.
Show some love.
If you don't have plans for Wednesday night before Thanksgiving 2016, AJ, Dave Riley, and some others are performing at Colonial Tavern in Oxford, which is in the middle of East Bumfuck Nowhere.
Yep.
But it's going to be a great time. I got a table. It's going to be fun. You guys should come. I'm sure you probably guys have plans, whatever.
Are you still doing the thing that you said you were going to do?
I don't know yet.
What was this?
Dave Riley wants me to do the fart song live.
Really?
That's going to be tough.
That's going to be hard.
He wants to do it for us. He heard it. Let's play it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And loved it and was like, you got to like end with that.
Yeah. Somebody, Jennifer told me that somebody that she works with, her mother was listening and had to pull over. She was laughing so hard at that song.
Farts are funny.
They are funny.
Farts are funny.
I can get you the music. I just don't think I can get you, all of the farts.
Just give me the music and just throw some random fart sound effects in there. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bring the words I'll wrap up with that. I'll end in a fart.
I'll do the best.
Like
just
sex.
Do your own.
End on a high note.
Hey,
or a low note.
Yep.
But that, you know, I don't know where to look it up. Dave Reilly has a website, right?
Dave Reilly, R-E-I-L-L-Y.
.com.
Yep.
Yep. What?
Now many tickets left, so hurry up.
What?
She has a plastic bag on her hand. She's drawing on it with a pen.
Yeah, she's a weirdo.
Like you said, yeah. Chad.
I'm pretending. Retard. I wanted to trick you guys. I wanted you to be like, why are you writing on your hand? And I was going to be like this. Oh, I'm not writing on it.
Well, actually, why do we care?
Phil
if
noticed.
If you were just sitting there writing on your hand, that would be less weird than what you were just doing.
Yeah.
Because like, I like the sensation.
It's like you were packaging it for future eating.
Yeah.
This is my
This was
left
packaged
hand.
On, what's today's day? 11, what is it, 18?
18, yes.
Yeah, so for freshness.
Right, freshness date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that expired years ago.
I like the sensation of being written on, but I don't like to be written on.
Right.
But it feels good.
You part envelope?
So, this is kind of nice.
It's a writing tablet.
No, I'm good, thank you.
Oh, you staples from that one.
Like it's like a massage almost.
Right, you're massaging yourself there.
A little swirl there. Yeah. There we go. It's very, but it's kind of fun.
Right. Man, look at you go.
Yep. And look, don't have to clean it.
Now, but no, look at there is writing on your hand. It went through the bag.
No.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This will make
God.
A bad condom. Crank.
I'm surprised that's the first thing you thought of. But.
Someone would get pregnant if they use this.
All right. Well, good luck making sense of this Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz.
Yeah,
we
really play us out, Johnny.
City. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hasta la vista.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil is over there.
See ya.
Built this city on rock and roll.
I love this part. So
cheesy. And the goddamn
cigarette. I love this song.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.